We've all received a bad gift or two in our time. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Deborah Y. Cohn, associate professor of marketing at the New York Institute of Technology, breaks down why someone would give without an aim to please the recipient.
U.S. consumers spent $626 billion during a recent gift-giving season, and gifts returned to stores that season totaled $63 billion, or about 10%. The proportion of returns reflects a lot of unsatisfactory gifts. According to my research, many bad gifts are given intentionally by people who don't care about pleasing the recipient. Retailers, for the sake of their brands and their profits, ought to create positive experiences from the bad gifts people receive. Prior gift research has assumed that bad gifts are mistakes, but I've identified five categories of gift giving in which the giver does not aim to please. Gifts that threaten the recipient's self-concept, such as giving a pregnancy test to your childless daughter-in-law. Gifts that mainly benefit the giver, such as a sports fan who gives his wife a big screen television. Gifts explicitly meant to offend, which indicate a deteriorating relationship. Gifts given out of obligation, when you don't know what the recipient would want, or even who the recipient will be. And gifts given to allow the giver to brag or outgift someone else, such as when grandparents give too much and later brag about it. Facing this challenge, marketers and retailers can employ seasonal gift experts to counsel shoppers before they buy. They can also mitigate negative feelings by providing an easy and rewarding way to donate bad gifts to charity. The marketing ideal is no bad gifts at all, but if people end up getting a dud, at least they can have a good experience at the store.
That was Deborah Y. Cohn of the New York Institute of Technology. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.